One Sunday in springtime, Micawber arose from his Central Park carousel nest. He straightened his whiskers and polished his nose and set off for the place he loved best. He scampered past pigeons and poodles and geese, past boathouse and bandshell and zoo, past joggers and skaters and mounted police, to a palace on Fifth Avenue.
That's John Lithgow reading the opening from his new picture book, Micawber, the story of a squirrel who is smitten by great art and who studies the paintings in the Metropolitan Museum from his vantage point on the roof, peeking in through the skylight windows. Through a series of circumstances that I won't spoil your enjoyment of by retelling here, Micawber manages to find a way to realize his secret longing, which is to become a painter too. This delightful book is one of those rare things today, a work for children by a well-known media personality that really has something to say to them about dreams, the frabjous flow of words, and the joys of art, looking at it and trying your hand or tail at it. Mr. Lithgow has been on a roll for the past few years with a string of books for young people that are accompanied, as Micawber is, by CDs of him reading the text and, as he did for the books The Remarkable Farkle McBride and Marsupial Sue, setting the text to music and song. These sung versions of his books are in that long tradition of the parlor and music hall performance, clearly a form that fits Mr. Lithgow's voice and his generous-spirited manners to a T. It's good to have this style of music back for the whole family on his new CD, Farkle and Friends. Here, Mr. Lithgow's original lyrics are mixed with some old favorites, like Flanders and Swan's Hippopotamus Song and the Shirley Temple ditty that's a whole appealing menagerie in one bowl.
When my mother used to cook a soup, my appetite would always droop. Split pea, vegetable, or consomme used to ruin my entire day. Then one supper time when I was 3, I made a big discovery. Animal crackers in my soup, monkeys and rabbits loop the loop. Gosh, oh gee, but I have fun swallowing animals one by one. In every bowl of soup I see